in August of 2020, I posted what I didn't realize at the time, but it was going to be my last video of myself playing my piano, and I posted it to Instagram. I think as musicians, as creators, as artists, maybe you catch yourself with this self-talk where you're like, why should I post this? Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to see it. Or if they do see it, they're going to swipe away. And I think that's natural for all of us. I have one way to maybe reframe this as a success. But it was August 2022. I sat down at my piano. I improvised something as I normally love to do. And I thought it was all right. And I clipped a minute of it, posted it to my music Instagram account, currently Dan Shore Music. And, you know, it maybe got a couple hundred views or a couple dozen likes or something like that. Nothing huge. And really didn't think much else of it at the time. Really didn't see why I did that necessarily. It just seemed to not really have a point. But what happened over the next few years would be that I went through some very, very hard times. Probably the hardest stuff I've ever gone through in my entire life. My mom was sick and she passed away in September of 2023. And somebody else very close to me was dealing with health issues that I was helping them with. And throughout all of this, I ended up getting rid of my actual piano. I kind of more switched to drums, and I've been drumming a lot since then, which has been great. But I don't even have that piano anymore. And not only that, is throughout all this hard stuff I went through, I came out on the other side of it realizing that I had kind of lived with a dysregulated nervous system basically my entire life, which affected how I used to approach creating things and music and life, everything in life in general. And we can talk about all that stuff another time. But now when I sit down at a keyboard or piano and there's one available, I feel all that old nervous system kind of reaction kick in, and I'm not quite the new person that I am yet when I'm at a piano. I'm definitely a newer person playing drums and doing other things, but it hasn't really carried over to piano playing yet. So point being is I really have not played piano much over the last few years. And now I'm very glad that I posted that video on Instagram. And back to the initial kind of point of all this, to say for you, like if you're a creator, an artist, musician, and you are, you know, scared to post something because you don't know the point of it, right? One way to reframe success, and obviously we want success, you know, ultimately we do want people to see what we create. We do want followers. We do want the likes. We want all that stuff, and all that's great. But one possible way to reframe success is that it's okay if nobody sees it at the time, because what really matters the most is that one person that sees it a few years later, and that one person being your future self.